Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Crest and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here, along with Rashford and Johnny.
Hello.
Our Best Western, where you could get 20% off at bestwestern.com. And on M&E, you could get 20% off for one item, which the code is AECOUPON, which expires on June 30th.
Just make sure, by the way, when you're at the Best Western, don't bump into any hookers. Now, if you bump into any hookers, just let us know, and we'll kick off with another 20%. Kidding. So,
our first
topic tonight deals with the two cell phone companies, the iOS 8 versus the Android, and our query of why in the world they both have candy names, and now Apple's kicking it too, which is the unfortunate thing of, well, naming your software after National Park Service mountains.
See, Apple's always been naming them weird for their computer system.
Well, we're different for the half of it, Johnny.
I would have rather see be named different birds or bird names or different birds.
Or
not name it anything. That works out even better.
Well, bird names. What would it be? The National Cockatoo?
Could you imagine
for 1 second, you know, the Apple strategy meeting between, you know, how to name their products?
Why don't we come out with OS X Bald Eagle? Why not?
Yeah,
Hey, you never know. I'm sure there was some people in the bar. Or different sex positions.
Oh, God. Wait. I got one. OX Kama Sutra.
Oh, my.
OX Crop Rider. OX.
OSX, I can't afford it.
No, OSX sex. Or wait a second, we can go a little bit R-rated with this. OSX uvula.
Huh.
OSX SXXXX.
Right.
OSX gap loosely. Gap amnesia X. Well, on the other side of the coin, could be something like OSXX. Off-brain. or Android Candy Crusher. You know, Android left eye suck cock. You know, something like that.
Right.
I mean, what do you think, Johnny? You're such a wizard at technology.
Android mushroom?
I know that they have an Android that is named Kit Kat. It's like Android Kit Kat. Android ice cream.
Android.
What about hand job?
That would be it.
Android hand job.
Wait, what was he?
It would be a murderer.
Yeah, it would.
You know. There'd be a merger. The merger being, oh, yes.
Honeycomb.
H what?
H for Android was honeycomb.
H for Android with honeycomb. Good one. Yeah. What about just taking...
What if they run out of letters to name one? All systems are alphabetical order.
If they run out of letters,
they're going numbers. Okay. Numeric.
Oh,
and
my God.
Ew.
And it's like,
or key
it would
line
be,
What if they suddenly just went out to dessert? That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God. Could be Android key lime pie.
But then
you would have a problem. Because then you would have to get down to the South as quick as possible, and all the fat people would actually really, 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 really hate you.
Yeah.
You know, hate you in such a way that you go, oh my God, I don't know what to call it. Is it cell phone, but it's dessert? Holy shit.
It's like, I could just picture someone and be like, can we eat our phone? Does this happen?
Can we eat our phone? But then you'd eat all your numbers. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd
be pretty funny.
Yeah,
I'm eating my numbers. Can you text me again? Sorry, to get to my phone, you'll have to get to my stomach first. Oh, that's easy. Sorry.
Phone.
Sorry, I've eaten my phone and
yeah,
I don't think I can go back.
It's like, yeah, I lost all everyone's phone numbers permanently.
I lost all my phone numbers permanently, and all you have to do is press my belly if you can get to it.
It's like
for people in the South.
I think there was a TV show that actually, cartoon that...
Family Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Family Guy.
You know, swallowed the phone, like, you're in my stomach.
You're in my stomach? Yeah, okay.
No, you're really in my stomach. That's what it would be like.
No, you really are in my stomach. Can you feel the gases?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It would definitely be interesting.
It'd be very funny too. I mean, can you and disgusting as well?
Very disgusting.
Very disgusting in a very funny way.
Yeah, it's like this is one way to eat your phone. No,
this is one way to keep your phone, and it will annoy the fiance that you have. Oh yes. Can you do me a?
No, but you need to go and get your stomach pumped to get the phone out.
No. Like, when they get the stomach, oh my god, when they get the stomach pumped, it would be like.
And by the way, we found this. We don't know why you did it, but you did it anyway. What did you have?
It would be very, Rattle? Very. It's like, did you think it was food? Maybe.
Well, it has a candy cane on it.
Or in it.
It did say candy cane in it.
So, it would make things very, very interesting for the doctor.
It makes things very interesting in terms of in terms of just
go ahead. I'm sorry for Hoover thinking that, oh, it could just go on. Keep on going.
I mean, it would be pretty funny. It would be pretty damn funny just to see everything go down with everything else. You know, the stomach's pumped and everything like that, and all you see is bits of cell phone coming out of somebody's vagina, if it's a woman. God.
I would be more concerned if a man, if a man? Yeah. Yes, a guy, the opposite sex. Yes.
Why?
Like, that just, it would be kind of interesting. Just like, yeah, you kind of screwed up. Just a little bit.
I mean,
it would hurt like hell. Not something.
It would hurt. It would hurt so bad. So bad, so hard, and yet would be so fucking funny.
Funny for those who have to watch this person.
And then they do the little film and they let you keep it. Oh, and here was, oh, and here's when it went all flat, and then they have home viewings of when little Timmy went, you know, kibosed in terms of,
right.
you know, everything else. Yeah.
It's like, yes, I want to do this. Leave me alone. That's what I could see it being.
I mean, I could see it. I could totally see it. And, it is just kind of it is kind of interesting. I mean, let's just run down the list of phones. I mean, specifically Android's doing it, now Apple's doing it. You know, what do they think they are? National fucking landmarks.
Yeah.
You know, pretty soon their thing is going to be, oh yes, let's name it National Fuck Up the Month iPhone.
No, National
And every different month is a sexual position.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. You'd be like, what's
like, the dog. Introducing the iPhone dog, Art. No, it's not a voice recognition system. It's a talking dog. Not to be confused with a fucking chihuahua.
Which is... would be very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, very interesting in terms of... God, if they stole Adam and Eve... Oh... I wonder what will come next. I wonder what will come next.
I really do. We're naming it after different we're just naming it after whatever. Like, they don't care. That's where I would be like, better prepare.
I mean, better prepare, but better to be like, oh yeah, I don't care.
Which still, in my opinion, it would be a fuck up. And there are.
It would be a fuck up of epic proportions.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know. I do not think they'd allow it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, do we need this? Do we want to see what can go on? Yeah, maybe.
However, the naming would... I think the naming would be a little bit, well... pretty dull, but...
Yeah.
You know.
I agree.
It'd be pretty funny.
Also so interesting as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What were you saying?
It would be the whole, go ahead, do we really need this? No. It's like, let's name it after whatever. At this point, no one, I care more about what the number it is, more than the name. And supposedly, there's rumors now that, Apple is now making a bigger iPhone, which...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, I don't want to be carrying around a personal computer.
Well, I mean...
But it's going to be little... It's going to be... I don't care if it's a little bit an inch or two. But when it's a huge-ass thing, it can't fit in a pocket or make it more difficult for a woman first.
Yeah.
Well, I personally don't like the, I personally do not like the fact that, you know, it can't be bigger. I see the advantages, because if it's bigger, then they can see it. But if it's smaller, then they have to wear it.
Between tablet and phone.
There needs to be... I would rather make it where you could see there's a difference. Not
a couple inches here and a couple tenths of an inch here or there.
I don't know. I mean, but...
As long as it's as big as one of the Android phones that can't even fit in your pocket. That's a nice timer out here.
Yeah.
Like the Note 3?
The Note what?
The Samsung Galaxy Note 3? I think that's almost a 10-inch phone.
Yeah, does anyone need a phone that big? Not if they It's like, do you need, I can understand if you have bad eyesight, have like severe issues with your eyes. But on the other hand, do you need to feel like your eyes are going to be coming out of your socket?
Well, no. I mean, you know, if it came out of your socket, then you'd probably be best to be a chihuahua.
Yeah. Or...
Because the chihuahua's eyes automatically come out of their sockets, and they look like two huge tennis balls. Now...
Do we really need a 6-inch phone?
Exactly.
10-inch phone is just a little bit much.
Even a 6-inch phone is, like, huge.
I think
it's almost like you did what?
That.
It's almost like you did what? You know, which leads right into our segment about the Taco Bell Curacao,
let's talk about the case.
I've never been a fan of Taco Bell. I've only been a fan of its mascot, which is the Chihuahua. You know. The Chihuahua that says Taco Bell, but you know, it's
a good way of marketing, though. That's one thing for sure.
It's a great way of marketing, but once you really get it out there, and you go, Tortilla Taco Bell, I can't speak tonight. Tortilla Taco Bell, or whatever they say. Then it really gets people kind of pissed off, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
And not to match, but Doritos is actually, you know, they're actually now serving breakfast as well.
Yeah.
Which is now becoming a money maker. And it's also, people do get it.
I don't know if your coworker wants a constant gas attack in their face when they get in the morning. Yeah, no, man. So what did you have last night? You know.
That's like I don't think rather. Explosive craps at 8 in the morning.
I mean,
yeah,
it is
no.
Crap. It's utter crap.
Yeah.
So, Jim. What did you eat? I don't know, Scott. What did you eat? Oh, my God. What the fuck did you do? Oh, God. Did you stop at Taco Bell again? Did you stop at Taco Bell? Yeah, I couldn't help it. But why? Oh, because the chihuahua tasted so good.
I don't think that would be.
And there
you know,
as much as
that sort of thing.
As much as you might like that to be the case, I don't think that would happen.
I would love that to be the case. You don't know how much I would love that to be the case. Oh my God. I mean, you know, it's a awful taco.
But that actually that does sound better than the other thing. But it's still bad, no matter how you slice it, no pun intended.
No,
it's like,
no matter how you slice it, come the fuck on.
Allison. Really? No matter
but
how
I'm
you
all...
slice it.
Or, yeah, it can't be sliced. So that's for sure.
No, it cannot.
I'm just talking because, yes, it's fine for people to have things a little bit, but not overdo it. Which
I mean,
makes sense.
A little bit, but not overdo
people
it.
Right. Like, balance. Like,
yes.
People
how
can lose weight. People can
how
do it.
How do you create balance, though? How do you... Wait,
you
no,
make
I'm
change?
Trying to understand this. How do you create balance when you have... Taco Bell.
You don't have it every day. You don't make that your meal 24/7. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, and for people who might deal with weight problems, you have it every once in a blue moon. Every once
yes,
in a while.
Yes, but how many people can say, yes, I'm having Taco Bell, and I'm actually having Taco Bell?
I could see making your own tacos and stuff at home. You can actually measure how much shit you put in it, or on it. Which, that's more my style. Or if I go somewhere for Mexican food, it's more of a...
Yes. There's another debate right there. Real Mexican food versus Taco Bell.
Your Mexican food is a lot better. Or you could go, if you have a Moe's restaurant, it's better than Taco Bell, and it's all fresh, and they pride themselves on getting fresh ingredients daily. So...
I like those gourmet burrito places.
No, they serve it. I have one in my area, and they actually serve them, they're pretty much, it's better than Taco Bell. And
yes.
I have...
Well, a lot of persons are way better than Taco Bell. I love a good beef taco, right?
Same here.
Okay, I love a good beef taco, but I hate it when it's littered with crap. I mean, I really get annoyed. I really get pissed off, peeved off. And not because the foodie is attacking me. It's because of the fact that there's just nothing like a really, really good tortilla or a quesadilla or something like that.
Right.
But once you get Taco Bell involved and it's, I mean, shitsville, no pun intended, then where are you really, you know? You're at the same place
you
are.
You can make it at home, and it's cheaper than going out.
Well, you can make it at home and make it really good.
Yeah.
Deep frying it. Note to foodies, all foodies out there, never always make your tacos at home or find your best Mexican restaurant. You know? Find your best Mexican restaurant and go to it. And go to it religiously. So they end up giving you free shit for no apparent reason. You know? Do that.
Yeah.
But our next
our next topic on the bill. Comes out of the New York Post, which is deals with Wheel of Fortune. Does anybody know
what
this is?
I saw that last night.
I say Johnny should take this one. Johnny, it's your you share, since you saw it, so
it
makes more sense.
It's like, hold on, here it is, okay. So the dumbest Wheel of Fortune guess of all time.
Okay. How bad was this person?
Oh, this was bad.
Oh, God.
So the puzzle at first was S blank RF blank SC blank blank Y blank ERE blank blank E blank come. You already guessed?
Surf City, here we come.
Yep, that was the puzzle, but you already guessed? Surf Clay, where we go.
I mean, wow.
There's a word already up there, and you make it up. Oh, where's my button at?
I mean, you can owe it up to a wrong answer.
I mean, you were as close as 50 Cent at the throwing out the first pitch in the Mets game. Not even close.
Not even close.
So pretty much.
One more.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Okay.
Makes sense. It's like, if you want this, then why aren't you? It's like, you still want to. You want
to enjoy things. You want to enjoy TV shows.
But sometimes.
It comes.
Sometimes the fails just make you laugh. It's like, what?
Well, I mean,
God love the game show fails.
Well, it is funny because, like, I think that people just really I guess they do get it. But it takes them a while because, I mean, in terms of everything in regards to I think in regards to stuff, right? In regards to Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and stuff like that, they're put into under so much scrutiny. It's not even funny, you know.
Yeah.
I think from the time they enter or something like that, because I noticed there was an interview with Alex Trebek. And he went into a bit of what the actual game process is like. There are several test games before they even get these guys in the show.
Right. Makes
but
sense.
So it was one slip, you know, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe his brain went fizzle.
Something could have happened, clearly.
Yeah, when those lights come up, it's a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a whole different world, but you have to not get sidelined by it. And I think what happened was he got sidelined pretty bad. You know, he got sidelined so bad, it was,
yeah, sometimes
sometimes you get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. It's like you can't just... I would be more concerned if someone didn't get nervous. Clearly.
If you don't get nervous, then you're not human.
Everyone gets nervous for something. It could be dealing with whatever.
Yeah. And put in the stress.
Yeah. Which stresses and TV series or TV game shows. They do have stress.
Well, so do people with people who have are put under stress mentally. It's absolutely incredible.
And it's terrible when people go through that in life. It's like you can't just, even in life throws you stressors. It's just how you have to go through them and be like, okay, you're going to bounce back. Not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And even if it came down to something happening, clearly, those that are trying to put the stress on you or on anyone need help, not the person who's receiving it. Because I myself have been put under stress, and I just roll with the punches, and they toss that stress right back at them. As much as I may not want to, is that right?
Yeah, but that's not smart.
It's not smart, but when I'm trying to also protect myself with select people who seem to be helping me, more of in that fine world. So, yeah, it's like you have to also be aware of if you're in a stressful situation, you don't think things are right, then they say you be as professional as possible, and you say something. It doesn't mean you have to go full throttle.
Well, you say the appropriate things. You don't say what's really on your mind, because if everybody went around saying what's really on your mind, if I said what was really on my mind half the time, I probably wouldn't be a playwright. I'd probably be a stubborn mess. You know, contradicting everybody in sight. Like half the time, there's a particular person on my street, right, who every day looks absolutely horrible. Looks like she needs a bath or a caretaker, or maybe both, right? Every time I pass her, my God, I definitely want to say, you scuzz bucket, go take a bath, you know. But do
mm-hmm.
I?
No. There's also ways of being direct and being to the point, I mean, direct to people if you see that they're trying to, people are trying to pull the wool over your eyes, too, that there's that as well. You can't just say, oh, no, yeah, just allow Joe Blow to try to take advantage of you in some way,
well,
shape, or form.
Well, Joe Blow, who doesn't know you, that's one thing.
But for someone who,
you know,
who is trying to work with you like a client, they have to look at you not for what they're doing, but also for what standards are out there as well. I'm not trying to pick up.
Yeah,
there's people out there, but there's people out there
that
don't
know
wanna.
Either. That's the thing.
I know, I'm aware. But when they, even if they don't know you, they should at least, like, okay, this person is very smart. This person knows different things. Do I want to try to cross person? And where the person would find answers. And find out what's right and what's wrong. I would say no. They wouldn't want the time. That's just how it looks to me, because people come to me saying that they have similar situations, a similar situation, and they're like, they want answers, and basically say, help, go look around, help, learn certain laws to where you're protected. Not making it seem like you're wanting to stir problems. If someone starts to stir issues with you, you have a right to say, time out here. Hold the phone.
Well, hold the phone. And hold everything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. And it isn't fair to those who go through with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be pretty, it's...
Could be worse. Someone could, I know our next story deals with a Japanese fan of Frozen divorces her husband just due to the fact that he didn't like the movie, which I would love to know what their lawyer said, because I myself am like, why? People are entitled to like whatever they like or don't like. It's not a must. I could just imagine what they were saying in there in the meeting with the lawyer. I want to divorce you because of...
Oh, yeah.
I
want to divorce you because I don't like Frozen. What a stupid reason for divorce.
I mean, geez, just let it go.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, let it go. Yes. Or just, it's all right. It's like, it's okay for people that enjoy other shows, other movies. It doesn't have to be just one movie. I almost would love to see what their divorce, if it was irreconcilable differences or or something, because it's like you're wanting to divorce someone for such a stupid reason. You like being divorced for whatever reason. Unreconciled
right.
differences or some things that actually matter.
Yeah.
I mean, some things that actually matter in what way, though?
Matters, it makes more sense that actually it makes more sense. Plus, it's something that is, if they have different, it's like a movie does not qualify, in my eyes, as irreconcilable differences. Just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like you're
I
wanting
totally
to,
agree.
It's like you're trying to be... get divorced because he doesn't like a fucking movie. It's like, could someone find these people and actually see what actually, why they're not wanting, why she chose to divorce him because of a fucking movie?
I like,
what? A movie. Most people divorce because of finances, or they're cheating, or...
but this one divorces because of a movie.
Yes, a movie.
A particular
movie.
No, a particular movie that is called Frozen. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, if they even, I don't think these guys saw the movie. If they saw the movie, then, they probably, well, no, the husband saw the movie and they didn't like the movie, so... You know what happens. That I don't like the movie. Neither do I. Well, let's get divorced.
It's like really. It's like you're an. It's like could we say asshole? Asshole, Colin.
Not
like,
even asshole. You make any sense much?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
You
it's
know,
like. Yeah.
Do you make any sense much? Probably not.
No, it's like you're wanting to do this. You're divorcing someone you obviously cared about at time. Why are you doing
at
that's
the time.
My question. At time. At before he
at
said, no, I don't
time.
Like Frozen. It's like, it's all because
you know,
he doesn't like Frozen.
I could imagine the funniness of the appeal of the court and the judge. You know, do you take this man to be your lovely divorce husband? I do. Do you know what I mean? Do you do this, and why do you divorce this man? Well, I divorced him because of the movie Frozen. Sorry,
it's
what?
It's like, please, could we show you
can
door,
can you please,
please
leave my courtroom now?
It's like, this case is dismissed.
I mean, dismissed. But you said... I never said anything. Yeah.
It's like, please, can we show you door?
I mean,
it's like could it would have been nice if someone kicked them out of the courtroom, like just that flat on the wife flat on her ass. They're like, I just don't like what's going on because he isn't like Frozen.
Because he didn't like Frozen, and there's a lot of other things he don't like as well.
So, it's like, what's more important? You not wanting to
staying together.
Life.
Wait, you staying together, or you going? You going, I'm going to divorce you because I hate your movie.
I hate one movie.
No, I hate all one movie.
I know. It's like,
it's stupid.
Let's just let it be where, like, let's just be where it's like, yes, people could divorce for any reason, but this is one reason that makes magazines. This one is an eye-catching one.
Yeah. Eye-catching in what way? Exactly.
With stupid, it's more eye-catching, but it also ends up being, it's like stupidity in action. Stupidity in motion. It's like, let's
stupidity
wait.
Stupidity in high motion.
Yes. I wonder if she was high after watching Frozen.
Oh, high with what, Jeffrey?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Kind
of drugs.
Yeah. Mary Jane?
Mary Jane.
It could happen.
I mean,
you never know.
It could happen. You're right. It could happen. It could happen to a load of people. I mean,
it's like
a load
really
of people.
Wonderful.
I don't know. I mean, I just, it is highly improbable.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't happen.
It does happen.
And this proves it.
I mean, it proves it so well. It proves it. In a way that, well, you know, it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's very awful. But then we end our thing tonight.
Show.
5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Which is a Delta 8 agent surprises veterans with a touching tribute. Addison, do you want to take this?
Yeah. Let me God, man, Charlotte. Since it was Veterans Day, and also tomorrow's marking D-Day, when I saw the story, it was one of those very nice to see someone, as an airline finds new ways of cutting corners and charging passengers more, airports continue to devote and devote are now hellscape where they're coming, where common currency is abandoned and chaos is supreme. The days where our elderly travelers is a path taken where they're off, where they're, where most afford our elderly places a pass on to on taking their shoes off at security and finding, and also an early boarding pass and among other things. There was a one Delta employee inactively to change the day of a World War II veteran, and this is on Monday. He was born, he was on a flight, going flight to Paris from the Detroit airport, so for the 70th anniversary of D-Day. So she, okay, she, the employee performed a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner and had a moment of silence at the gate. So that's something to leave you at. Plus, we're going to have a little remembering D-Day on the 9th when we start new hours at 10 p.m., which you will be able to find all that on our site. And you can find all our affiliates at amcpressco.com and itsmyurals.com/AMCPress and also amcpress.me/affiliates for more. And we're going to leave you now. We'll be back
exactly
Monday.
And good night.
Go watch Orange is the New Black.